This is the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast, your go-to place for mindset transformation, self-empowerment, and personal development. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm a mindset coach for ambitious human beings who are wildly passionate about up-leveling themselves so that they can live a limitless life with ease. I'm here to show you how to create the life of your dreams and powerfully step into your full potential, and of course, live fiercely. So let's get started. Hello everyone, I'm really excited to chat with you today. We're going to be diving into how to use specific aspects of your human design so that you can stand out in your industry. And I'm really looking forward to this because if you look back a couple posts on my Instagram feed, you're going to see that I gave you examples of how you can leverage your gene keys. So now I'm going to be talking a little bit about how you can leverage your human design so that you can see how both of these systems can be used in your business, which is really amazing. So basically, what I'm really noticing in the industry is that people rely very heavily on their external credentials and experience. So what that means is that things like, this is how many coaching certifications I've completed, this is how many people I've worked with, this is how much money I've made, this is the school that I went to, these are the things and challenges and trauma that I've overcome, and these are great. But ultimately, if you think about it, people can go and get the exact same certification. They can go through similar experiences, but it's how you show up, how you share about yourself that is really going to allow you to stand out and be noticed and be seen as an authority in the way that people relate to you. So this is really great because what it's doing is that it's taking away the need for external validation. It's taking away and it's stripping away the things that you have, the things that you've done, and it's really coming back to who you're being, because who you're being is ultimately going to create the biggest impact, because how you do things is more powerful than just the things that you do. And so I'm really excited because I'm going to take some time to really dive into how you being you is the most authentic when you use human design as a tool, because it is your energetic gifts, it's your energetic imprinting since the moment that you were born. There's literally nothing to prove, which is such a breath of fresh air, because I know that as human beings, we have a tendency to feel like we need to prove ourselves. So what we're going to talk about, I'm going to quickly talk about the significance of your profile in human design. We'll look at your type, your unconscious chart, your channels, and I'm going to talk about some of the planets. So if you see me looking off to the left or you hear me on my podcast channel, you have no idea that I'm doing this, but I have notes in front of me so that I can stay on track. Because that's what happens when you have an undefined head center. So with your profile, this is how you are designed to show up in the world. In human design, there are 12 different profiles. There's 6 different lines and they make up 12 profiles. And each of these profiles has a specific role and how they are designed to be a leader. And so what's really beautiful about this is that these profiles are your natural gifts and permission slip. Like, there's nothing to prove. So in the previous video that I did, or the previous podcast episode where I talked about using your gene keys, I talked about the 6 line expressions. And I'm going to talk about the 6 line expressions again from a human design lens, just the non-shadow side, so the in alignment side, so that you can start to see and take notes on how this is going to make a difference for you in the way that you show up. So when you have a 1 line, consciously or unconsciously, you are an investigator. You are here to show people the foundation. You're here to go deep in what it is that you know and be a leader with that. The 2nd line is all about being a natural person who can have tendencies to hermit and pull back. This is my unconscious 2 line speaking, but also it's the ability to be self-expressed and have fluidity. So when you lead with this, it really shows people a more fluid way of operating in their life or in their business. The 3rd line is all about experimentation, trial and error. So you're here, you're somebody, if you have a 3 line, you fucking know what works and what doesn't work because you've done it. And if you haven't done it, you're gonna do it because that's how you learn. The 4th line is all about connections, communication, friendships, being connected with the heart, that breath connection, the fluidity and flow of the in and out of the breathing. this is really something that's important because you really care about creating the networks and getting people connected and sharing the resources and also referrals, right? Being connected through one another in that sense. The fifth line is all about leadership. It's all about power. It's all about voice. And it's really being somebody who can solve problems for others. And the sixth line is really going to be diving into being a visionary, being a teacher, looking at what is beyond, and using the wisdom from the 1 to 5 lines to really take things to the next level. So when you consider your profile and you consider being in alignment with the descriptions that I just gave, that's really going to allow you to stand out because I'm a 6-2 sacral generator. And somebody else who is a 2-4 generator or somebody else who is a 1-3 generator, they're going to show up differently. And when you really take into consideration your profile, this gives you the unique permission slip for you to just be the way that you're designed to be without needing to prove anything, right? When we consider your unconscious chart, so now we're going to move on to the next thing, your unconscious chart. This is something that people don't talk about often, and I wish they did because I think it's so freaking powerful. So your unconscious chart, if you go on to Genetic Matrix, and this is a platform that I use, this is why I'm explaining it in this way, and you can look at whether you have a paid account or not. If you go to the toggle and it says foundation, you can drop into the design or personality side. Design is your unconscious side. So this is the planetary placements and definition on your human design chart based on 88 days before your birthday. The unconscious side has to do with your body. And the way that I teach this to people is that I talk to them about how their unconscious chart is what the body needs to regulate its nervous system. When you think about being a leader and really showing up powerfully in your industry, you need to have a regulated nervous system so that you can show up and operate in integrity with the capacity that you have. When you are forcing yourself to show up, it's not serving anyone. So when you take into consideration your unconscious chart, you could be somebody who is a manifesting generator, and unconsciously you could be a projector or a reflector, or maybe you're a manifester and you have an unconscious projector reflector chart, or maybe you're a generator and you have an unconscious projector chart. Like there's so many interesting concepts to consider here. And so when you look at this, you may be somebody who has energy centers defined quantum or consciously, but unconsciously you don't. So when you take into consideration, you know, oh, quantum, I'm somebody who's a manifesting generator, or I'm a manifester, but then unconsciously you realize you don't have motor centers defined, that explains why you may need more time to recover. That may explain why you have a more cyclical experience in your life or business, especially if you have a reflector side to your chart. So when you take this into consideration, what happens is it actually allows you to set the correct boundaries and to really get specific in terms of what you're able to do. And that's another way that you can step into your leadership so that you and the people that you're serving will always get the best version of you. So typically people just focus on their quantum chart and they focus on, oh, I'm just going to follow my strategy and my authority and make decisions this way. But now I'm really tearing things apart here in this conversation so that you can get really specific and look at, okay, these are the bits and pieces, the nitty gritty of my chart and my being that matters because this is how I show up unconsciously. This is what my body needs so that my mind can be sharp and I can speak up and share with others. The next thing we're going to look at are the channels. So there's 36 channels in the human design chart. And each of the channels has their own theme. We have two gates that connects the centers together. And I love to look at those gates. Like each gate has its own name in human design. But in the gene keys, we have the shadow, gift, and city. So we have the lower to higher frequency. And so I always love to contemplate the gates from a gene keys lens because it allows you to go deeper with that energy. So when you take a look at your chart, and obviously reflectors, you're not going to have any channels, I'm sorry to say, but you can still talk about your gates. When you look at your chart and you consider the channels that you have defined, that's really going to show the consistent conversations that are going on inside of your body that you are here to share with others. This is just naturally going to come out. So if I share it with myself, I only have my G center and my sacral defined. And I have the channel of rhythms, which is the 515 going from the sacral to the G center. And I also have the 1034, which is also from the sacral to the G center. So that one's unconscious, and the channel of rhythms is consciously defined. So the 1034, this is the channel of exploration. And this is really about being somebody who does things with conviction and does them in their own way, ruthlessly. And the channel of rhythm is really about trusting the timing and finding the correct rhythm. So when I look at this from a leadership lens and standing out in my industry, what I notice is that those are the two biggest conversations that I bring through all of my content with all of my clients into my programs, my emails, my podcast episodes. I am somebody who really supports people with doing things their way and doing it with conviction. That is the 1034. And also the way that I talk about entrepreneurship and the timing and how things will flourish in their own timing, and that there's nothing wrong with being a late bloomer, or if you scale quickly, the timing doesn't fucking matter. Literally the definition of the channel of rhythms. So when you get really honed in and you look at the conversations that your channels are having in your body, this is a natural element that you can bring to your leadership and how you choose to stand out in your industry. And you can do this by creating specific content around it. You can create viewpoint content. You can share personal results content from this. You can talk about how you got your clients' results from this. There's so many different ways to showcase this, to really show your brilliance. And it has nothing to do with the credentials that you've achieved or the things that you've done in your business. The last thing I'm going to talk about are the gates. So obviously, and the planets actually more specifically. So the gates themselves, you can look at what is consciously and unconsciously defined. What's unconsciously defined is really going to be something that you have in a visceral body experience, because the unconscious side, like I said, is connected to the body. When you're contemplating your gates that are consciously defined, this is really going to be what you can relate to quickly with your mind, whereas the gates that are unconsciously defined will be more challenging to connect with because they're obviously connected to the body. So the four planets that I want to talk about, that when you contemplate these planets, they can make a really huge difference for you in terms of your leadership, is your sun. I'm going to talk about the conscious side right now. The sun, the earth, Saturn, and Mercury. It's not to say that the other planets don't count, but I just want to give really specific examples with these four planets. So your sun is your main energy. This is like the essence of how you show up in the gene keys. It has to do with your brand. It has to do with how you sell your truth, share your truth, and really create the values of your brand. I have the 36 in my sun. When I look at how this shows up for me from a leadership perspective, when I look at it from a gene keys lens and I look at the shadow gift and city, we have the shadow of turbulence, and then we have humanity and compassion. So one of the things that I talk about often in terms of my leadership is showcasing the turbulence that I've had in my business and in my life as an entrepreneur. It's just unapologetically is super transparent about the numbers, super transparent about how long it's taken things to happen, super transparent about my journey, and just giving as much as I can. And really addressing the humanness in this, so that there's nothing wrong with how things go, the quote failures or the wins that you have in your business, and just being able to have compassion for yourself as you navigate the skills that it takes to learn to be an entrepreneur is like a very natural experience. So this is your big energy, like contemplating your sun planet in human design and also in the gene keys is such a beautiful way to really look at, this is what I bring to the table. The next planet we're going to dive into is your earth. So the sun energy has to do with the father archetype. It's more of the yang or yang, as some people pronounce it. And the earth has to do with the yin energy. This is more of the feminine. This is what grounds you. So when you look at your leadership, when somebody's really strong in their leadership, they're going to be very grounded in their own essence. And being grounded, it doesn't mean that you are just willy-nilly, frilly, hanging out. It means that you're doing shit with conviction. Like, the claws are in, the roots are down, this is how it's going to go. So for me, I have the sixth gate in my earth, and also the sixth gene key, obviously, in the activation sequence. So when I look at this from a gene keys lens, we have the shadow gift and city, we've got conflict, and then we have, oh my god, I literally forgot the gift. So conflict, peace, and, oh, totally forgot the last one. Anyways, it'll come to me literally in 3 minutes as I go through this conversation. So the point of the matter is, look at diplomacy. There it is. Leave it to an undefined head center to forget their own freaking gate definitions. So when I look at the conflict that I have experienced in my business, it's so interesting to see how the conflict is with myself, it's with others, it's how I believe in myself, it's with things working, it's with things not working. And the gift of diplomacy has really allowed me to be a realist in terms of handling the things that are not going well, handling the conflicts, right? And the gift of diplomacy is also just, in my eyes, an ability to find resolution, to not get stuck, to let things go. When you think about the City of Peace, and it's so funny because I always think about manifestors whenever I think about the City of Peace, is it's just this harmonious experience of just not letting things fuck with you. Being able to do things without letting them fuck with you. You can stay neutral, you can stay calm, you have full control over your emotions, right? And it's funny because the 36 and the 6 are obviously in the emotional solar plexus, right? So when we look at this, conflict, going into diplomacy, going into peace, this is really an aspect of leadership that naturally comes through for me because I get grounded in that. When conflict happens, I ground into it, I deal with it, and I move forward to create peace and resolution. Okay, the third planet I want to talk about is Saturn. So your Saturn, and obviously if you're a sixth line, or really any person, especially if you're a sixth line though, is the Saturn return. So the Saturn return is really going to be a time in life. This happens around between the ages of like 28 to 31, where you really get to dive into these big shifts and changes in your life. There's usually some really big transitional energy going from this trial and error, going on the roof, right? If we're talking about the sixth line. And it's looking at what are the challenges that I need to resolve in order to receive the gifts of this wisdom. And so this is very interesting for me because the gate that I have in my Saturn is 61, and this is found in the head center. And it's interesting when you look at my chart, I have a completely open throat center, a completely open ajna, and I have the 61 hanging out by itself in the head. And I've contemplated the 61 from a Gene Keys lens with the shadow gift in city. And it's interesting because the shadow is psychosis, we have inspiration, and then sanctity. So the shadow of psychosis is really about being like disconnected from reality. Like it's just, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's happening. There's confusion. It's literal psychosis. Like I don't even know if you could say another word for this. Complete misunderstanding, chaos of the mind, and just completely discombobulated. So when I look at the gift of inspiration and then looking at sanctity. So inspiration, we know what inspiration is, right? Sanctity is a sacred holiness in the process. And so what I love about this journey of contemplating the 61 in the Saturn is I remember this when I was 29 years old. It's actually when I started my business as an online coach. I was personal training. I had just spent 6 years before that finishing a teaching degree. I taught for a year and I was like, this is insane. Like I'm in my late 20s and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with myself. Felt completely disconnected, had so much shame. I thought that I was going to have to go back to school to get like a master's in business, to start a business. Like it was just, I was just very disconnected from any possibility of being a business owner or being an entrepreneur. And so when I look at the inspiration and the sanctity, when I started to look at, well, how can I be curious about this? How can I learn and how can I really allow myself to learn from my current experience, learn from the challenges, learn from the psychosis? Like how can I observe the psychosis and then be inspired by it to take action? And when I look at the city of sanctity, I really look at the journey of being an entrepreneur is like the biggest initiation you could ever choose for yourself. You have to look at your own shit in the mirror every single day and you have to choose to not believe that that is the truth. And so that's something that's very important because when we look at the holiness of considering our experience of being an entrepreneur and trusting that, it gets to be a very powerful gift that we can share with others. So the last planet that I'm going to talk about is Mercury. And Mercury is the planet of communication. This is what you're here to communicate. So when you contemplate this gate, when you look at the shadow gift and city from a Gene Keys lens, it gets to be something that you can really share with others. And it's something that you're naturally going to talk about. So you're not going to be surprised when I say that my sun is 36 and my Mercury is 36. It's no wonder that Kayla talks about turbulence as an entrepreneur, because it's in my Mercury. This is like what I'm here to communicate, and the humanity and the compassion piece that comes through as well. So those are the four planets that I really want you to think about, along with the channels, looking at your unconscious chart and contemplating your profile when it comes to stepping into your leadership as a business owner and to really stand out in your industry. So none of this has to do with looking at the things that you've achieved, but it's really about who you're being and how you have connected who you're being to how you deliver what it is that you do in your business. So if this is something that you love, this level of specificity, I have two things that I want you to know about. On the 24th to the 26th of April, I'm hosting a 3-day masterclass called The Simplicity of Specificity. And in this masterclass, I'm going to help you get more specific with your ideal client, your niche, how to create content, right? Content messaging online, and also how to get more specific with your human design and Gene Keys so that you can stand out in your industry. The next thing that I want you to tell you about is right now I have early enrollment for Signature Program by Design. This is my 3-month private program that I have that is going to help entrepreneurs create their signature program and get the framework that they need to scale their business, understand how to launch, understand how to have proper messaging, speak to their ideal client, create content, create collaborations and opportunities to get their work out into the world. It's a beautiful program. This is the last time that I'm offering private support. So right now until April 23rd, you can save $500. You'll also qualify for an extended payment plan, and you'll also get an extra week of WhatsApp support. So if you want to sign up for the masterclass, DM me the word simplicity. If you want to chat more about Signature Program by Design, send me the word signature on Instagram and I will reach out and have a chat with you. So thank you so much for catching the live or catching the podcast episode on my channel. And I hope that you enjoyed it, and I'll be sure to be doing more sessions like this. If this particular episode was really supportive for you, I want to invite you to subscribe to the channel, because I'm going to be diving into more leadership content, talking more about the human design and Gene Keys in business, and it's going to continue to support you on your journey, which is really great. And if you loved this episode, I would love if you could please leave a review on Spotify and or Apple. It'll take you like 2 seconds, and it makes a huge difference because it helps me get this workout to support more entrepreneurs just like you. So thank you for listening, and I'm going to chat with you in the next episode.